try it. Try it with grocery shopping. Ever hear that little voice telling you as you're walking down the paper aisle that you're out of toilet paper and better pick some up? But then the cubicle mind steps in and says, "No, I think I'm not quite out." And so you don't get any toilet paper. Sure enough, you get home and you're in need of toilet paper. And well, then it's just too late, isn't it? If I am not trusting my inspired self, I can be sure that I am trusting the cubicle self. Which do I want to strengthen? We have all experienced a thought coming into our mind about giving a friend or family member a call or sharing a loving thought, and then we make up some reason as to not make the call or not share. A thought to connect with another is coming from your inspired self. Listen and respond. When you feel moved to say or do something for another that will deepen connection, maybe it's just sharing a laugh, smile, or hug, go ahead. Your inspired self is in constant communication with you about everything. Pay attention and begin saving yourself a lot of time, energy, money, and miscommunication. Begin experiencing a deeper sense of connectedness. Stop trying to improve your cubicle self and appreciate your inspired self. If cubicle self-mind improvement were the answer, don't you think we would be improved by now? How many gurus does it take to screw in a light bulb? None, because the light is within.